And you're listening to Election Night coverage on Aspen Public Radio. We are also live. Good evening. I'm Allison Bechtish at 7:35. Thanks so much for tuning in to hear your local results. I am joined in the studio right now by reporters Elizabeth Stewart-Severy and Kristen Kay. Polls closed at 7 p.m. Counties are reporting their preliminary results. As we heard, there's a couple of counts throughout the evening, and those numbers first go to the Secretary of State's office around 7 o'clock, around 9 o'clock. So we're going to have different results as the night goes on, but you can hear them here first. Kristen Kay, what do we know so far?
Eagle County is reporting some preliminary results that current commissioner Jeannie McQueenie has received 62% of the votes as of now. Republican challenger Jacqueline Cartier received 37% of the vote. That's more than 17,000 votes tallied at this point.
And are we hearing anything about some of those local issues in Eagle County?
Other things for Eagle County. Eagle County open space, 81% yes.
Okay.
At that right now, as of now, on
Elizabeth,
that question.
That measure is to fund more open space being acquired?
That measure is to fund the current open space program. And yeah, the goal would be their goal, their stated goal is to acquire more open spaces across Eagle County. And they've said that some of that could include the Roaring Fork Valley side of Eagle County, including the Frying Pan Valley.
And a huge support of those counted so far, 81% say, yeah, let's get that open space.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Kristen, what else are we seeing on some local issues?
Garfield County is reporting on quite a few of their issues. Garfield County libraries, 72% are voting yes on Garfield County libraries as of now. That's to allow the libraries to retain money that they're currently refunding because of Tabor. We're also seeing for Garfield School District RE2, Issue 4A, 53% voting yes as of now. Issue 4B, 47% voting yes as of now.
One of those is interesting because we actually have to wait and find out how the state Amendment 73 falls together before we even know if. So it says yes, we'll fund the schools if 73 doesn't pass.
Exactly. That's the mill levy, which I think is the one that has received the kind of yes vote so far. And the bond issue is not seeing that same support. So that's sort of the caveat, like, yeah, we'll support you if the state doesn't.
All right. We're seeing some preliminary results in that Garfield County Commissioner race as well.
That's right. We've got Paula Stepp with 48% of the vote. She was the Democratic challenger, and Tom Jankowski, the Republican incumbent, receiving 52% of the vote as of now.
Okay. Not all the ballots counted, of course. And then there's some valley-wide issues where it's harder to piecemeal together, but are we seeing any of these districts which encompass multiple counties? Any results for any of those questions?
It looks like most of the fire protection districts are receiving support so far with preliminary results in. We've seen Basalt and Rural. Only Eagle County is reporting right now, so we're missing the Picking County portion of that. But 80% in favor of supporting the Basalt and Rural Fire District. That's the one that asks for them to be able to adjust their mill levy to meet kind of previous year's revenues.
Okay.
And Carbondale Fire has also seen pretty strong support for their operating mill levy at about 70%, and the general obligation bond that would go to funding some equipment is at 67%.
And what about, there's another question that asks a really similar thing about that Gallagher Amendment. Hey, can we keep the money that we thought we were going to keep from some of the revenues? And that's Colorado Mountain College asking for funding from the voters.
Yeah, CMC so far has 70% yes, 70% support. And again, you know, there are a lot of counties and districts that will need to support. We're not seeing right now who exactly is supporting. That could be primarily Eagle County.
Okay.
That could be just coming from just one county or a couple counties. And so we kind of need to, that's one we'll need to watch to see how that changes throughout the night.
Kristen, is there anything else we know about right now?
Similarly to what Elizabeth said, we don't know who's reporting or how this will change, but RAFTA, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, Issue 7A, that's a property tax mill levy increase to fund infrastructure for RAFTA and new buses. And that right now has 51% of voters supporting that property tax mill levy increase.
51-49, not all the votes counted for that RAFTA measure, of course, way too close to call. Our next update comes in about 15 minutes from Wyatt Orm. He's heading to the Democrats' watch party at the Vaudeville in Glenwood Springs. We do have some results from some of the counties in our area coming through. The fastest way to find them is online, aspenpublicradio.org. And to stay tuned, you'll have local results every 15 minutes, and we're going back to national live results with NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in.